up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
You know, that's just how it works out every time. You know, that song plays and the program starts, and here we are, playing great old-time music for another hour here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week, believe it or not. We're getting into that Memorial Day week here. That's kind of what we call it, because Memorial Day is always on a Monday, so it's Memorial Day week as far as I'm concerned. It is the official kickoff of summer, especially up here in northern Minnesota, pretty much throughout the U.S. And gosh, if you're listening down there in Australia or New Zealand or something, it's actually the beginning of winter for you. Your weather's going to heck on you. That's what you get for living in the other side of the hemisphere, so that's your own darn fault. Anyway, we've got another stack of great old-time records to play on the show this week, and at this point, I recommend we get started playing them. Albert Mikisch gets us rolling. This is the Hopeless Polka. You know, we call that here on the Oompa Hour, we call that one a snappy little number. Albert Mikisch there in the orchestra and the Hopeless Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour as we get another week of great old-time music rolling here on the show. And, yeah, that's pretty much what we do. We sit here and play phonograph records every week, so we are glad you are along with us. Who was in charge of bringing the coffee and who was in charge of bringing the bars this week? You know what I mean? I think we skipped out. I actually kind of cheated earlier today. I had 3 donuts today. 3! Is that ridiculous or what? Somebody brought the donuts into work because it was, you know, a day for donuts. And I normally have 2, but I gave in and went back an hour later for a 3rd one. I was kind of a pig. We had some people, you know, that weren't at work today, so there were spare donuts. And now I just feel terrible and slightly hungry again. Donuts don't seem to last very long. I don't know. All right, back to the records. Stan Wisniak and his orchestra. Here's I Like Bomba.
Bomba, we've never heard of that big glass of beer. One, but it makes me have more fun. I like the boss, so nice, big on top. When I hold it way up high, men shout bottoms up.
What is Bumba? We've never heard of it.
Why, it's a great big glass of beer. Have a Bumba with foam high and white. I drink it all the time, especially Sunday night.
Wisniak and the Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And don't forget, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. Just a simple email will do the job. And it's a very easy email address, too. It's just oompahour@aol.com. So if you'd like to request a song, make a dedication, or just give me a hard time, you could certainly do that. That, again, is oompahour@aol.com, all right? Now, here's a record I've been kind of putting off playing for a few weeks. I found this one in a stack, like I do with a lot of these, and this one was pretty grungy. And I scrubbed it up good with some record cleaner and a special record cleaning cloth that is so filthy from cleaning records, I'm probably doing more harm than good. The Harmony Bells Orchestra, though, of course, they hung out with Gene Wisniewski. And this is the Tom Tom Polka. Let's find out if this sucker's going to play, shall we?
Thank you.
There you go. Harmony Bells Orchestra, Tom Tom Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show, and that just goes to show you that you have the right needle, you can play just about any record, you know what I mean? Here's another one I dug out of the same box, although in much better condition. I don't recall having ever played this one before. And you know what, with Memorial Day week here, you're probably going to be doing some of your gardening if you haven't already. You might be using some peat moss. And what would be better than the peat moss polka? Is there such a thing? Yes, there is. Here's the Pastels Orchestra. The Peat Moss Polka, the Pastels Orchestra. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show, just digging out all these great old-time records and playing them like we do every week. And you know, I really need to remember now, hang on, back here in the other end of the studio, because I'm not very organized this week. If we had enough room to hang up the calendar in this studio, I wouldn't be having these problems. But this is where I generally like to take a moment to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by now that summertime is here, travel time is here, vacation season is upon us. Crank up that Winnebago or the family cruiser, whatever you have, and head for beautiful Superior, Wisconsin, right there by Duluth, Minnesota, right there heading up the north shore of Lake Superior. It's a gorgeous spot, and you'll start out at a World of Accordions Museum and the at the Harrington Arts Center there on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. Also, one of the only places in the world with a accordion and concertina technician school. Learn to repair and maintain these instruments. Displays of music memorabilia, historical information, ethnicity, music. Just, it's an amazing, and now that summer's here, they have a calendar chock full of events and things that you may want to schedule a trip to the area around. And you can find out more at their website. worldofaccordions.org is the new website. There's a calendar of events of all the things coming up this season there. So check it out. It's a pretty amazing place to visit. A World of Accordions Museum, Harrington Arts Center, Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. All right. Now, back to the record player. This one always freaks me out, because I always think of Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain is such a terrible, sad song. Kenny Bass and the orchestra do it up, though, and it's the Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain polka, and I wouldn't kid you about that. Thank you.
I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember, blue eyes crying in the rain. I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember, blue eyes crying in the rain.
See, I told you, they did it as polka, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain polka. Kenny Bass and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records for you this week, like every week here on the show. And now this next record, I normally play the other side, and the other side is, well, it doesn't even say which is the A side or the B side. So I guess what, but when I have Ron Harvey and the orchestra 45 in my hand, I usually play just another polka. But as you know, we always like to get at least one waltz into the show, and the other side is the Wisconsin Waltz. So I thought, well, why not? So I got to reading the record label here, and it's Polka Dot Records is the name of the record label, and it says a division of Kuka Record Corporation, which is out of Wisconsin. They're in, they were in Sauk City, Wisconsin. That's what it is. And made tons of great old-time records. They even made some rock and roll records back in the 60s. But anyway, we're going to play the Wisconsin Waltz, Ron Harvey Orchestra. And it says right here, printed on the record, special thanks to Dick Metko for playing the accordion. So let's roll it. Ron Harvey and his orchestra. And this is the Wisconsin Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Wisconsin Waltz, favorite song of the pioneer, the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz. Song of my heart on that last final day, when it is time to lay me away, one thing I ask is to let them play the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz. Little sweetheart, my complete heart beats for you when we dance together, the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz. I remember that September before love turned into an ember, we danced to the Wisconsin Waltz. Summer ended, we intended that our lives then would both be blended. But somehow our planning turned false. Memory now sings a dream song, our faded love theme song, the beautiful Wisconsin Waltz.
There you go, Ron Harvey Orchestra, the Wisconsin Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm going to set that record aside. I'm doing it right now because next week I want to play the other side, and I want to play Just Another Polka on the other side. So there it is in the stack for next week. It's the starter record for next week's stack, all right? So stick around next week. We'll have that one for you. Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra up next, and the little Lulu Rhinelander. There, Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. That was almost cruel coming out of the Wisconsin Waltz into that one. Talk about a drastic tempo change. If we were in a ballroom somewhere, I would have got yelled at for not making a nice casual transition to the snappier number from the waltz number, you know, because you're supposed to do that. But I think it's not quite as critical on the radio, unless you're all dancing in the kitchen. I do. I always envision you all actually dancing in your kitchens with your radio on when I'm doing the show. So anyway, there you have Walt Jaworski, Florian Shimoleski in the orchestra now. Here's the Good Luck Polka.
Cheers, oh that's the way to make a toast. Cheers, 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 everybody swing. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Nostrovia, oh that's the way to make a toast. Nostrovia, here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Ah-salut, oh, that's the way to make the toast. Ah-salut,
Here's good luck to you. Tra la 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 tra la 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 tra la 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 la. Stole, 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 oh, that's the way to make the dough. Stole, 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 here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Roast, 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 oh, that's the way to make the dough. Roast, 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 here's good luck to you. Hey, bon chance, oh, that's the way to make the toast. Hey, bon chance, here's good luck to you.
Florian Chmielewski Orchestra and the Good Luck Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, remember, you can always find us on Facebook, too. If you're one of those Facebookers, be sure to stop by and like us. You can do that at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour if you want to find us there, all right? Jolly Brothers and the Band. That's what it says. And the Band. The Jolly Brothers are separate from the band, apparently, because the band gets separate mention here. Yeah, I was trying to see if I could read any more interesting small print on the record, but not without getting my magnifying glass. But here's the Come Dance With Me Polka.
We'll be right back.
Ah, there we go. Come and dance with me. Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. The Jolly Brothers and the band here on the show. And you may not have noticed, but I certainly did, watching that one go around on the turntable. That record had been in the sun, and it's wavy. You know what I mean? When you used to leave your records out in the sun or on a radiator or someplace where they got warm and they got warped. This didn't get warped. It's got like a weird wavy thing on it. I was really worried if the needle was going to track that baby once I got it started. I thought, uh-oh, now we're in trouble. But there's a guy named John Hartford did a song once called Don't Leave Your Records in the Sun. And I think I have it here for us. Let's see if we can play a little bit of this here.
Yeah.
Banjo warning, banjo warning.
I could do a song about phonograph records. Before the CDs make them obsolete. How many of y'all own phonograph records? Real round ones with a hole in the middle. I submit this song to you as a public service. Don't leave your records in the sun. They'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun. They get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, 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 just won't play no more.
All right, so that does not count as a polka, but anyway, just a little bit of John Hartford there. Don't leave your records in the sun, because all sorts of terrible bad things are going to happen to them, all right? Let's get back to a record that was not left out in the sun, huh? Little Wally and Harmony Boys, here we go with What'll You Have?
What do you have? What do you
go. What do you have anyway? A little Wally and his Harmony Boys on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I was a little distracted there because I was deciding which side of the next record to play because I have Ed Gucka's Polish Canadians up next. And I got a song I can't pronounce on one side and a song I can pronounce on the other side. So I thought I'll go with a song I can pronounce. How's that sound? They're the Polish Canadians. Says right here was recorded in Canada. So I guess that only makes sense. I thought I saw something else worth mentioning on here, but apparently not. This is Papa and His Fiddle. Technically, it's part two, but you'd think the other side of the record would have part one were that actually true. But it doesn't. So here we go, Papa and His Fiddle, Ed Gucka and his Polish Canadians. All right, there you have it there. Papa and his fiddle polka, Ed Gukas, Polish Canadians, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and the fact that they're from Canada reminds me to bring this up here on the Zumpa Hour this week. You know, the show here is heard all over the world. We're heard on radio stations, we're heard on webcasts, we're heard on podcasts, we're heard all over the place. Little radio stations, big radio stations, and we love it. But the thing about old-time music is it is very regional. You can be listening to, you know, a band from St. Paul. It'll sound totally different than a band from Chicago or a band from out in Pennsylvania or a band from down in Texas. Every region, sometimes different cities around the region, like a New Ulm band is going to sound different than a Minneapolis band. It's kind of weird. It's very regional. And most of the records were put out on small independent record labels and didn't always have good distribution or national distribution. And I've amassed quite a collection over the years. And when I do the show every week, I really try to mix it up. You know, I try to get all the different ethnicities in there to the best of my ability, Polish and German, Slovenian, whatever. I try to mix it up pretty good. But you may be sitting there in Pennsylvania, or you may be sitting there in Florida today, or you might be sitting down there in Texas and listening and going, you know, I sure never hear that band that I really liked. And that's where the email comes in, because if you send me a note that says, hey, I always liked this band and I haven't heard them on your show or I don't hear them enough, you know, I need to know about them. And if I don't have their records, I will track them down. And yes, I will find the records. We do not cheat and play digital downloads here on the Zumpa Hour. But it's a very, you know, old-time music is a very regional thing. And it can be a very local thing, not just by region, but by city or state. And if there's a band you'd like to hear, or you want to get a shout-out for where you happen to be listening, by all means, drop an email in the email to oompahour@aol.com, and we'll see what we can do for you, all right? Speaking of Minneapolis, Jolly Lumberjacks recorded this one on Soma Records, little bitty record company. Guy that started the record company, his name was Amos. And if you think about it, Soma, which is the record company, is Amos backwards. Ah, tricky, huh? Jolly Lumberjacks, here's the Roller Coaster Polka. Thank you. It's the only radio show that not only plays scratchy records, but we take the records that have skips in them and just let them play all the way through, too. That is because we really do play records on the show, and we really do this show live. I mean, you could be hearing it on a different day of the week. You could be hearing it any place, and it's obviously being recorded, but it's recorded live, okay? We start this show, and we go straight through without stopping, so you get the real thing. And now we take this pencil right here out of the pencil cup here, because we got a pencil cup back here, and we write skips on that one. And then what we do is we remember to try to see if we can clean off whatever it is that makes it skip. And if it's a scratch, it's too bad. We see if it works with a penny on the tone arm. And if that works, we write on here, penny. So I remember to put a penny on the tone arm so it'll play. And if that doesn't work, then maybe we won't play it again. We'll see. But we give them all a try. And every now and then, you're going to hit a bad one. When you got thousands of records sitting here, it's hard to keep track of them all. All right, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks are on the way here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Share their love with me. To tell the things I like about her will take until the end of time. There's only one like Henrietta, and Henrietta's mine, all mine. So much of her to love.
Henrietta. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I think if we just keep on rolling here, we get a couple more into the show. Here's a great oldie here. An oldie. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys, I Can't Change It.
Now I know a lot of lazy men, you meet them every day. They never have a penny, always stony broke, they say. With me, it's just the other way. I am a man of biz, I always have a dollar in my pocket, and here it is. But I can't change it, I can't change it. The reason why, I'll let you know, is one I made myself, and so I can't change it, no matter how I try. But I hope to cheat a blind man in the sweet by and by. Now I was invited to a wedding down the street across the way. I went into a clothing store for a new hat yesterday. I found the one I wanted, and the premises I quit. But when I come to try it on, the darn thing wouldn't fit. But I can't change it, I can't change it, 'cause when the shopman turned his back, I stole a KD from the rack. And I can't change it, no matter how I try, for I'd be on the stone pile in the sweet by and by. Now I thought that I'd get married, like a lot of you foolish men. I found a girl and bought the ring, got married there and then. But when the thing was over, I was taken down a peg. Her hair, her eyes, her teeth were false, and she wore a wooden leg. But I can't change it, I can't change it. It was quite a surprise to me, half a woman and half a tree. But I can't change it, no matter how I try. But I'll chop her up for kindling in the sweet by and by. Say, my mother-in-law came to visit us for just a little while. You see, there was a reason on her face, she wore a smile. A baby girl was born to us, much happiness and joy. But just like Eddie Cantor, what we wanted was a boy. But we can't change it, we can't change it. I called the doctor from his bed, the doctor only shook his head. We can't change it, no matter how we try, but we hope to have a dozen in the sweet by and by.
I know you're listening to that and you're going, oh, that was terrible, weren't you? You were saying that. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys there, and I Can't Change It, out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, for that one. And that is definitely an oldie, but such a fun record. I don't know that it's technically a polka, but it's certainly old time, kind of a Western thing, but I could see you dancing to it, so I think we're in good shape. All right, I think we'll get one more in here, huh? What do you think, the Maddie's Brothers? What do you say we do the Humpty Dumpty Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour? There, Humpty Dumpty Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. You know what's weird about that record? And I'm not kidding. I have played literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of old-time polka records here on the old Oompa Hour, and I think that is the only polka record that I have played here that actually has a fade-out on the end instead of just ending like, you know, a song would normally end. So I don't know that that's a good thing or a bad thing, but imagine my surprise, too, while we were doing the show. I discovered that Kuka Records has a website. CUCA Records. check it out. There's a lot of interesting stuff there. I had no idea they were still churning stuff out, so have a look. Anyway, gosh, we're out of time for another week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Jam Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back and do it all over again next week with a different handful of records, of course. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!